It is now 15 years since Full Catastrophe Living was published, and my hopes and intentions in writing it in the first place haven't changed in the intervening years. They have only grown stronger. Being about intimacy with the present moment, the practice of mindfulness is not bound by time. For this reason alone, its applicability to the human condition and to the rich potential of our minds and bodies for facing stress, pain, and illness with the deep wisdom that we are capable of as human beings is not likely to diminish with the passage of time. Nevertheless, harking back to 1990 when the book first appeared, the world has changed hugely, unthinkably, in the years since, perhaps more than it has ever changed before in such a brief interval. Just think of laptops, cell phones, the internet, the impact of the digital revolution on just about everything, and the speed up of the pace of life and our 24/7 lifestyles, to say nothing of the huge social, economic, and political changes that have occurred globally during this period. The speed at which things are changing nowadays is not likely to slow, and the stress of adjusting to it will only mount in the coming decades. My original objective in writing the book was that it might serve as an effective counterbalance to all the ways we get pulled out of ourselves and wind up losing sight of what is most important. We are apt to get so caught up in the urgency of everything we have to do, and so caught up in our heads and in what we think is important, that it is easy to fall into a state of chronic tension and anxiety that continually drives our lives on automatic pilot. This stress is only compounded when we are faced with a serious medical condition, with chronic pain, or a chronic disease. This audiobook is an invitation to the listener to embark on a journey of self-development, self-discovery, learning, and healing. It is based on 30 years of clinical experience with over 18,000 people who have begun this lifelong journey via their participation in an 8-week training program known as Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction, or MBSR, at the University of Massachusetts Medical Center. MBSR, or the Stress Reduction Clinic as it is often called, is a new kind of clinic in a new branch of medicine known as behavioral medicine or integrative medicine, which believes that mental and emotional factors, the ways in which we think and behave, can have a significant effect, for better or for worse, on our physical health and on our capacity to recover from illness and injury. The people who embark on this journey in the stress reduction clinic do so in an effort to regain control of their health and to attain at least some peace of mind. They come referred by their doctors for a wide range of medical problems ranging from headaches, high blood pressure, and back pain to heart disease, cancer, and AIDS. They are young and old, and in between. What they learn in the stress reduction clinic is the how of taking care of themselves, not as a replacement for their medical treatment, but as a vitally important complement to it. Over the years, numerous people have made inquiries about how they can learn what our patients learn in this 8-week course, which amounts to an intensive, self-directed training program in what you might call the art of conscious living. Full Catastrophe Living is a response to those inquiries. It's meant to be a practical guide for anyone, well or ill, who seeks to transcend his or her limitations and move toward greater levels of health and well-being. MBSR is based on rigorous and systematic training in mindfulness, a form of meditation originally developed in the Buddhist traditions of Asia. Simply put, mindfulness is moment-to-moment awareness. It is cultivated by purposefully paying attention to things we ordinarily never give a moment's thought to. It is a systematic approach to developing new kinds of control and wisdom in our lives, based on our inner capacities for relaxation, paying attention, awareness, and insight. MBSR is a vehicle for active learning, in which people can build on the strengths that they already have and come to do something for themselves to improve their own health and well-being. In this learning process, we assume from the start that as long as you are breathing, there is more right with you than wrong with you, no matter how ill or how hopeless you may feel. But if you hope to mobilize your inner capacities for growing and for healing, and to take charge in your life on a new level, a certain kind of effort and energy on your part will be required. The way we put it is that it can be stressful to take the stress reduction program. The problem of stress does not admit to simple-minded solutions or quick fixes. At root, stress is a natural part of living from which there is no more escape than from the human condition itself. Yet some people try to avoid stress by walling themselves off from life experience. Others attempt to anesthetize themselves one way or another to escape it. Of course, it's only sensible to avoid undergoing unnecessary pain and hardship. Certainly, we all need to distance ourselves from our troubles now and again. But if escape and avoidance become our habitual ways of dealing with our problems, the problems just multiply. They don't magically go away. When it comes right down to it, facing our problems is usually the only way to get past them.